Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht möglich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Reiß den Zwillingen. Nimm es aus. Keine Kraft für die Mehrheit.
Skipped an episode. I'm not going to point any fingers.
It was me, and we didn't skip an episode. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, well, we skipped a...
I would think not doing an episode
is skipping it.
Let me reword that.
You mean we skipped a day, and now we're doing episode 43.
Now we're doing
episode 43. You guys are doing episode 43. I'm over at a bar right now, so for some reason they let me in, and they didn't ask for an ID, so I'm pretty good.
There you go. It's Lucky Doug on Default Radio, that is.
Lucky Doug? What?
But yeah.
I'm the only one who's lucky here. Now, go on.
Yeah, Lucky's the only one that's lucky. Unfortunately, he's unlucky today because...
Except if you Google me, because Lucky225 is apparently some black chick in Virginia on an online dating site. Then on 43things.com, there's a Lucky225 profile saying he's bisexual.
But you know what? There's also another. There was also someone named Lucky. She didn't use the name 225. It was a girl, and it was actually back in the old days. Dakota and I were on a party line, right? And it was actually the doorbell line, powered by North County Communications. And there was someone like pushed it back, and we were like, "Yo, who the hell are you?" And she's like, "I'm Lucky Biznatch."
I was actually on that call.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I didn't.
And she talked just like you too. She's like, "I'm Lucky Biznatch."
Well, there's no difference. There's no. Could you tell the difference between the two voices?
Oh, shut up!
I thought it was Lucky for a minute. And like, it's like, no, it's not me. And I was like, I'm talking about yourself, anyway.
Yeah. Well, actually, I found out a few nights ago that someone else actually used to have a dog named Lucky. So I think I thought that was pretty funny.
Someone had a dog named Lucky? Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, a lot of people use Lucky.
People have pets, and they name them, like, pet names. Imagine that one.
Yeah, Lucky is a pet name. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things named Lucky, just like there's a lot of things named Royal. I mean, I can tell you how many trucks that I see with the name Royal on it, you know, not to mention Royal Crown Whiskey, my favorite, you know, there's a bunch of things with Royal on it.
What I was trying to point out is there's people on the internet actually using Lucky225 as their, like, forum handles and stuff.
Yeah, the idea that they use 225, that's kind of pushing it, you know, like, there should only be one Lucky225.
There's some black girl on an online dating site, there's some bisexual on fucking 43things.com, there's some kid who actually knows me who was using that handle on some Verbots forum, and he was from California, I think, too, which made things even more confusing.
I think it's just you.
Pisses me off, man.
There's only one Lucky225, just like there's only one Tron.
Tron in Europe who killed himself or whatever, scares. It's all about the Tron that's in jail right now.
Well, speaking of killing yourself, we got some news, don't we?
Yeah, we have news, but we're not going
to
go over
that. Is the worst that is the worst way to bring that subject up, okay, man?
I was about to understand, like, you know, that dog killed himself. Fucking...
Dude, that's not even funny, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's not, it wasn't, no, when you're acting like I was trying to insult the guy, and I'm not, I'm just saying, you know, we actually do have some serious news about that. Yeah, whatever, I'm going to bar fuck you.
But you know what, we're not going to get into any of that. You know what we're going to go over first? We're going to go over a definition.
Okay.
The definition of bi-weekly.
Like
Doug, you got an email a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, you got,
Oh, you're talking about when we first started, from 41.1, they were giving you crap for calling the show bi-weekly, even though we're not even that, since, you know, I took, you know, 4 weeks to do the next episode, but...
Yeah,
But no, like, yeah, they were saying that every other week isn't bi-weekly.
I believe that person's right. Isn't bi-weekly twice a week?
I looked it up. And actually, I looked it up in dictionary.com, and I got definitions from three different sources. Dictionary.com defines it as either, one, occurring every 2 weeks, or number two, occurring twice a week, or semi-weekly. So it actually can be used for both twice in a week or every other week. It really doesn't matter. So it's more of a versatile word than I originally thought.
Well,
so we're going to stick with bi-weekly.
Well, spank my ass and call me Lucky 225.
Shut up, Doug.
God, you're not even in here.
You're like the engineer, and you're at a bar, so...
Just hang up your phone
or something.
How the hell am I an engineer, and I'm not even the one recording this
episode?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly my point.
Engineer, yeah, this engineer is the one that fucking convinced you to start doing the show. Remember that? Like, you wanted to use the phone there? Yeah, that show's for noobs. And here you are, 2 weeks in a row. Well, 2 episodes in a row.
Well, dude, when people hit me up on IM
talking about... Yo, Default didn't air last Tuesday.
Yeah, I like how they IMU when you're like the one that wasn't even supporting the whole idea.
Dude, I was supporting the idea.
I've been supporting it from the start.
No, you were. When I wanted you on 41.1, you were like, no.
Dude, that's my agent.
Bad things do then.
Yeah, the only one that's been real supportive about this episode that actually wants to do it is Loyal. Not even me.
Hey, man, I'm not the one. Of course I've been supportive. Actually, Lucky just DM'd me out of nowhere and said, are you doing the show? I just stuck around, you know, waiting to find out if we're actually going to do it tonight.
Well, I got to go back on supervision mode, so you guys do a really good show because I would just make it worse and I'm interfering with it.
Before
so,
you go, one quick question. Are we going to be able to do emails at all before we end the show?
How long are you guys going to go? Are you guys going to go for, like, at least an hour?
Like, Lucky, how long do you think this will last?
You guys got a lot to talk about, so, I mean, if you guys extend it, then I'll be able to intercept you from emails.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like doing, that's the thing, a lot of these internet radio shows always do emails in the beginning, but I find it kind of boring. I always like to say that shit because I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, before we end
the show. Well, yeah, that's what I know, but so basically, I don't know, we'll see what happens. All right.
Well, let's get the show started then.
Yes, so we've got our definition down. Let's get the show started.
Now that our definitions are out of the way. Now that Doug is on mute and not making fun of people who are currently resting in peace, or at least trying to.
That's him. He must have dropped.
Yeah, that's correct. This was a very good friend of mine who passed away on February. I'd like to dedicate the show to him. That would be our friend Flux. That's PHLUX up in Canada. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, someone told me this. Okay, go on.
He actually passed away on my second anniversary, which, I didn't find out on that day, thank God. I mean, because that would have, like, really sucked even more. And,
Well, you know what they say. Ignorance is bliss. So,
yeah,
I found
out
right there.
Found out that he took it upon himself to take his own life, and very saddened about that. A lot of people in the community know and respect him, and K-Line Magazine is dedicating their last issue. K-Line Magazine 51 will be dedicated to Flux. It will be filled with all of his text files that he wrote on HackCanada.com, as well as some freestyle he had done. He was, like, sort of getting into the rapping and all that, and just, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I just thought I'd take a moment of time to, you know, show the guy some respect.
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Of just, like, jumping
like,
in,
yeah,
kind of
like
jumping in like Doug and tearing it all to pieces. I mean,
yeah.
Heart-wrenching, man. I feel bad for our listeners to have to hear that. But anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny, man. He's not the only person that passed away. I'm sure a lot of people listening know that Joy Bubbles died.
Yeah.
Did they ever confirm?
Come in threes, man.
It had something to do with his neck, I believe. That's what they thought. It had something to do with his neck. It was a problem with his neck, and he ended up passing away. He lived alone. And, yeah, Joy Bubbles, the one of the first and most well-known, famous phone freaks, blind phone freaks. When did he die? Was it last summer, I think?
Last year. I know that.
Yeah, that was all over the news, I'll tell you. That actually made the Boston, I think the Boston Herald, I think it was.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I believe there was an obituary in there.
Yeah. That's a shame, man. He had a lot of good stories. Actually, you know who has archives of a lot of his fun stories that he used to put on a laser voicemail box was Blake Ops. And I think he has a site or a section of his site open with a bunch of audio recordings. I should have asked him about that. But yeah, he posted it somewhere. You can listen to a lot of his stories. They will obviously live on.
Yeah.
All right, but enough
of
this depressing shit.
Yeah, because now it's all like getting on a depressing note, and we really do have some things to talk about. Today is kind of a weird day in history. I seen Fidel Castro was stepping down, you know, and then the very next story after that actually had to like relate to something we could actually talk about here. That would be cell phones, man. And two things happened today. Two prominent, like, historical things happened in cell phone history today.
Well, I guess three,
just depending on how you count. The first one would be that the mobile carriers have shut off their analog systems, and that is AMPS, which all you Oki 900 cloners after today... Guess what? Your clone phone isn't going to work. It's a brick. Your brick phone is a brick.
That was so funny. I have fucking two tears rolling down my face while you say that, you son of a bitch. Man, that's fucking terrible. I didn't know. I didn't hear about that. So today's the official day where you can't use analog at all.
Well, for the major carriers, Verizon cut off their analog today. Sprint cut off their analog. And TDMA cut off its legacy system. AT&T cut off its legacy system, TDMA.
Really?
Which was a form of digital system.
Yes, it was.
But, they're using GSM now, so TDMA also went away today.
That's funny, because I remember a lot of older phones were dual band, and they would use TDMA as well as, say, GSM or TDMA and CDMA.
Right, and I don't have the correct date in front of me, but the AMPS analog system will be operational until sometime next March. That is the sunset date that the FCC has given for smaller independent cell phone carriers that still have some users. But the major phone companies have all shut it off today.
Well, that is a... more depressing news, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to depress anyone. You Oki 900 kids, you can just throw that thing in the trash now.
You know what? This is going to be a very depressing episode because I have something else I'm going to bring up that's pissing me off and is also pretty depressing.
Okay, well, you can either bring that up now.
We'll bring it up after.
We can just move on into the good stuff, or we can stay on topic. With cellular history today.
Oh, no, we're going to stay on topic, because you definitely IM'd me some information you wanted to talk about with cell phones.
Yes, okay. The next thing about cell phones that happened today. Verizon, ironically, the same day they cut off their AMPS system, they have now announced unlimited flat rate billing. That's right. You can use your cell phone anywhere you want in the nation and call anyone you want unlimited. No mobile-to-mobile bullshit. No waiting till after 9. You have unlimited usage of your cell phone for $100 a month on their nationwide network.
You said this was AT&T?
This is Verizon Wireless.
Oh, Verizon. Verizon,
Sprint.
Now that...
There was an article I saw that Sprint is currently in some sort of testing stage where they're going to start offering unlimited, I guess, in select markets or something.
Well, you know,
but,
there has to be competition.
Well, I believe this was all derived out of the prepaid carriers like Cricket. They offer $50 a month unlimited in their areas, and Cricket is almost, it could almost be known as a nationwide carrier. And, you know, there's Metro PCS. They offer $39 a month. You know, and how's Verizon going to compete with that? Well, they have a nationwide network that's, you know, built and reliable. Can use it. You can use the Verizon service anywhere you go in North America, and now it's straight up unlimited, $100 a month.
You know, that makes me. That almost makes me want to get a plan. Almost.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of prepaid phones. Now, I mean, here in Massachusetts, I don't have Cricket unless something changed recently. We don't have Cricket. We don't have Metro PCS. And what was the other one? There's actually another one that has not unlimited anytime, but they have. I know what it is. It's
What AMP?
It's a regional. No, it's a regional one. No, AMP is out of business now, aren't they?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure AMP is out of business now. Another company is Cessna uses them.
Suncom.
Suncom.
Yeah, that's just the AT&T ripoff, right?
Pretty much. yeah. And, you know, I actually have a get-up set up. I have two prepaid phones. Now, one of my cell phones actually does offer unlimited anytime on the Sprint network. The catch is that you have to pay them $149.99 per month. Now that's a bit of money, but when you think about it, a lot of people who use their cell phones all the time often just go over their minutes and end up, you know, getting bills higher than that every month anyway.
That's why there's contract, okay? $100 a month is a lot better than $49 more.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass to get it if you value your privacy.
Yes, that's true. That's true. It also brings us to something else we could talk about, too, the recent legislation that was signed in by Bush.
All right, let's talk about that.
Recent legislation that was passed last year now makes it illegal to pretext phone companies and social engineer them for CPNI information or for call detail records and things of that nature.
Yeah, that happened so many months ago, though. That happened.
T-Mobile has actually even made a statement on their website, which I'll post the link to on defaultradio.com or .net or whichever one we're using these days. T-Mobile has even made a broad statement on their website saying that we protect the privacy of our customers. We now have a policy that we will not give call detail information out over the phone whatsoever for any reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the phone are the keywords, but we're not encouraging this.
So, I mean, people are taking it pretty seriously.
Any breach
of CPNI information is to be reported to the United States Secret Service or the FBI.
Ooh, I didn't hear about that part.
That's part of the law. That is part of the law.
Well, let's all give a round of applause.
And the customer must be notified if their CPNI information is breached.
That there are some things I like about this, but I don't know. This is a little extreme, if you ask me.
The reason I bring up T-Mobile is because, for one, they were an easy target back in the day. Everyone knew T-Mobile was just easy, right?
Oh yeah.
But here's the thing: is now that they're on guard and they have to comply with this law and everything. And then the secondary fact is that text file I wrote on how to keep your call detail information private to begin with. You know, if you go with a T-Mobile phone, you're pretty much could consider yourself secure because nobody's going to be able to pretext, you know, because they got this policy that they're not going to give the information out over the phone. And then if they do pretext, then it just comes up as you calling your voicemail, you know, with no call data. It's like they just went through all that pretexting for nothing.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I remember when you, I think it was when you first got T-Mobile or you first got them back a year or two ago, and you were really playing around with them as you do with, I guess, every carrier that you sign up with. And I remember that you were playing around with caller ID spoofing, and you found a particular number you could use to call somebody's cell phone with, and it won't show up on their call detail whatsoever.
Right.
And it's mobile to mobile.
It wasn't mobile to mobile. No record of the call whatsoever.
Okay, quote unquote mobile to mobile, but
it was an unrecorded call.
Yeah.
If somebody went and subpoenaed T-Mobile and they handed over your billing records, there would be no record of the call ever taking place.
Right. And that was what? That was the customer service number, wasn't it, Lucky?
Yes, it was 800-937-8997. If you call a T-Mobile customer with that caller ID, it will not show up on their phone records whatsoever as you ever calling them.
Yep. I've actually tested this after you told me about this, Lucky, back then. I tested this back when I used to have T-Mobile to go. I used to have them because, again, I'm a prepaid guy. And I went ahead and I had customer service call me and place a test call to me. And sure enough, they confirmed with me that in fact, deduct emitted on my phone when I received the call. Of course, they were nice enough to take that charge off.
Credit it back, right?
Yeah, they credited me back the minute. But yeah, and then of course I had my friend spoof to me, and before I got rid of the phone, and even still, no luck. So
yeah,
that was
the thing. The trick would not work on prepaid, but it would work on contract. There would be no record of the call whatsoever.
Yeah. So if you guys care about your security and you use T-Mobile, you might want to set up an asterisk box to, you know, automatically place outgoing calls for you, and you can just, you know, send it a text message or give it a phone call, and it'll call you back from a T-Mobile customer service number, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty Lido burrito, I have to say.
You know, or do what I do. I mean, seriously, if you know, use anything to route your calls. You have to divert your calls if you're going to be on a cell phone. You care about your call history, then you just use your number, calling card number, or whatever you like to use. Who just came on the bridge?
I did. I was just checking in the call.
Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, spoofing with T-Mobile is definitely to your advantage. You know, now since we're already on the topic of cell phones, I have a little story of how I found my cell phone. And actually, I have to give credit to Avid, who was, I think, he was on, what, two episodes ago? Number 41.1. Yeah. Avid, he knew that I was looking for another cell phone, prepaid. And he told me of a small carrier called, at the time, it was called Jolt PCS. Now, you might think of Jolt as the cola. But I'm not talking about the cola.
The hacker's choice.
Yeah, the hacker's choice.
I kind of like how there's like Amp, the energy drink, and then Amp Mobile that just went bankrupt recently.
Oh, yeah, Amp Mobile, that's right. They went bankrupt, yeah. We just met that. And it's funny because he's like, go to Toys R Us. So I go into Toys R Us, and I look around the electronics section, and sure enough, there's all these tall colored cans that look just like Jolt Cola, but they're a lot larger. And it contains your cell phone kit, you know, your cell phone, your charger, your instructions. And behind the desk, they had, you know, they had your prepaid cards if you wanted to buy them.
Right.
So I went ahead and I bought myself one. They were all old modeled phones. And I got myself an LG Elbux 1200, which I still have, and I can't wait to get rid of the fucking thing. But what's great about this one is now you can get different cards They actually start around, I think, $14.99, but you don't want to get that. What you want to get, if you want unlimited nights and weekends, they start at $29.99. Now, what a card does to youth, it gives you unlimited nights and weekends. It gives you 30 days of service. You get unlimited nights and weekends starting at 9 p.m., ending at 7 a.m., and this also includes the weekends. The only catch, well, there's a couple of catches. One, you probably won't want to give your phone number out because they're very insecure. They're very easy to social engineer. they do store your name, your address, your billing information that you give them. So don't give them anything real. I use a fake name. And I don't think you're going to be able to find this at Toys R Us anymore because they're no longer called Jolt PCS. And by the way, the Jolt had an exclamation point in the shape of a lightning bolt so they wouldn't get, sued for copyright infringement. They're now called Extreme Mobile, and that's just the letter X-T-R-E-M-E Mobile, and you can go to their website if you Google it, forget what it is. you'll have to, if you want to get one of these phones and you want unlimited nights and weekends, you don't care, don't give the phone number out. Use like a Grand Central or something, which I guess we'll get into later. And you'll have unlimited nights and weekends on a prepaid phone. If you pay them up to $149.99, because they have different cards with different amounts of daytime minutes, if you pay the highest one at $149.99, then that's 30 days of unlimited anytime minutes anywhere on the Sprint network nationwide. That's a good deal if you're willing to pay that much.
Yeah.
And, so there you go. That's pretty much what I use right now, and I can't wait to change the phone to something else. Seriously, I plan on getting on eBay, I'm going to get a Nokia 6016, because I like Nokias. They last a long time on their battery and everything. And it's a CDMA phone that works with Sprint. I can just unlock the phone and program it to, and then have them do an ESN swap for me and activate the phone for me. So you can pretty much choose any phone you want, and you can give them the ESN number or the IMSI, and you can ask them if it'll work on Sprint's network, and they'll say yes, it'll work, or no, it won't work. So you don't actually have to buy any of their phones on their website. But if you want more information, go to the website. All kinds of phones you can choose from, or you can have them activate your own.
Well, that's pretty elite. I think there were some other things. Is Doug still supervising here?
Doug? No, he's on here because I didn't hear a drop tone.
Yeah, because I thought he wanted to bitch about cell phones.
Yeah, Doug, you want to bitch about some cell phones, man? Put the whiskey down and fucking come on here.
So, we don't encourage drinking whiskey on default radio.
Drinking's not cool unless you're 21.
Exactly. Now, what else did we have in the show notes here, man?
Let's see. I'm going through your IM here. All right, unlimited. We went over unlimited and shit. And one other quick note is that if you like to receive free, text messaging for free, if you're into SMS, I use a track phone for that. Track phones, Nokias, specific phones that use CDMA like Motorola's and Nokias, they receive text messages for free, and it only costs 0.3 units to send. So I have a track phone. I basically carry two phones around with me. And it doesn't have any restrictions on the short codes either, but obviously you can't be billed on those premium ones. But other than that, we have... You wanted to talk about a VoIP provider, Magic Jack, didn't you?
Oh yes. Magic Hack is like to call it the unofficial Magic Jack forums can actually be found at MagicHack.com. And you can buy this product at MagicJack.com. And what Magic Jack is, it was actually released at CES. In December or January, whenever CES takes place out there in Vegas. And basically it's the Nexun rocket. They're basically saying, pay this low fee, get free phone calls for life. In this case, it's $20 a year for unlimited calls per year. And they give you a license to use their product, and you have a bunch of terms and conditions that I violate on a daily basis. But, I mean, at $20 a year, does it really matter if you're violating their terms and conditions when you could just order another one and have it sent to a different drop spot?
Breach.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. Magic Jack, like I said, $20 a year, unlimited long-distance calling. It's supposed to be the hot new Fearness. All it is a SIP device that's a USB SIP device. It plugs into your computer, and there is a phone jack on the other side of this USB device that you plug your phone into. And then it uses some software on your computer to actually initiate the SIP setup and authenticate and all that. I've been sitting there trying to crack this this hashed password that that is sent to the SIP server for a couple days now and haven't had any luck. The Magic Jack unofficial forums say that some of the passwords can be up to 20 digits long, so I don't know. Maybe I'll crack it someday. But the point about this that I wanted to make clear here, why this is so sweet, is that you can have the device shipped to any mailing address in the United States. You can have it shipped to general delivery, go pick it up. I mean, it's virtually untraceable. You can, with a laptop, you can just plug this baby into your USB port on the laptop and use Wi-Fi. And if it was shipped to a mailing, if it's shipped to a mail drop, there's no way to trace who's placing these calls. And thirdly, is people have already came out with software that sets up a proxy on your computer that routes all the SIP information through the proxy, and you actually can strip the SIP headers and insert your own caller ID.
And that part, I have to say, is my favorite. I mean, that's awesome.
This is the best part right here. Is unlimited caller ID spoofing.
Lucky, you're breaking up. So
I'm breaking up?
You are breaking up.
Hold on one second.
All right. Now remember,
is that better, my friend?
That is much better. What happened?
Okay, Vonage does that sometimes. Well, you got to remember, I'm recording. I'm actually recording right now through the Magic Jack, since it uses your sound on the computer. I'm actually capturing the audio through the computer, and that's how we're recording the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, $20 a year, unlimited caller ID spoofing, basically. And the elitist thing is that you can actually set the privacy bit on or off. And what that means is you can spoof caller ID and actually have it show up as private. So if somebody were to actually unmask the caller ID, they're getting a private call from you, right? And they want to figure out who's calling. So they call forward their phone number to something that unmasks caller ID, like a K7 voicemail or something. If they actually do unmask it, all they would get was the spoofed caller ID.
Now, you know, I remember a while ago you said you knew of a particular extender where you'd hit *67 and you place a call out. Well, you could anyway. You could place a call out, and you thought that when you hit *67 that it actually was passing it as private on the caller ID, when it in fact was not.
Right. Unless it received a privacy bit to begin with or whatever. It would basically pass whatever it received.
Okay, right.
But it had *67 on the extender, but it didn't even work. Whatever it received to begin with, that's what it was passing.
Yeah. So the reason I'm bringing that up is I'm curious. Have you actually tested to see whether or not you can whether or not it, like, say, on your own cell phone, if you were to call your own cell phone, okay, and you know what I'm saying, it was on the default setting of allowing you to check your voicemail from your own phone, and you called your own cell phone, and you put the privacy bit on, and you spoofed your own number, would it actually get into your cell phone, even though the caller ID portion is private?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will, Royal. And that's exactly the point I was hitting on. It's right there. You saw the nail, and you hit it on the head with the hammer, dude.
Yep.
Right there.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at is, okay, a lot of people have been using caller ID spoofing to, you know, for fun, break into their friend's voicemails or show as a proof of concept that they could get into their friend's voicemail. And the only thing is, a lot of these friends would be like, well, it's kind of obvious that you're hacking my voicemail when I get a call on my cell phone from my own phone number. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because it will still ring their phone. It's not until it hits the voicemail portion that you actually authenticate and get into the voicemail.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets interesting. With spoofing the privacy bit, you can spoof their phone number to them. Except instead of them seeing their phone number calling them on the cell phone, when they receive the call, all they'll see is private calling, as if it was any other anonymous caller who had hit *67 or had caller ID blocking enabled. So, and most likely, people on cell phones don't answer private calls because they're idiots. And guess what? They're like, oh, this is private. Send a voicemail. And well, yeah. Guess what? They don't even know it, but just sent the caller right into their voicemail message.
Right. Now, if you want to get a little technical with this, and actually, on one of our shows, we're going to have to go over all this stuff again, because back in the day, we used to call, hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay. I heard a tone there.
I don't know what that was about.
Probably Doug. In previous times, we would talk about differences between Flex Annie and Real-Time Annie, when in fact, we were completely wrong about that stuff, and we're going to have to go over that. But I'm going to say it flat out right now. If you want to get technical about what this is doing, it's spoofing the calling party number, or the CPN for short, but the caller ID data is just private.
There's a privacy flag bit in SS7 that basically says private, yes or no, and you're enabling it to say, yes, it is a private call.
Right.
Well, at the same time, spoof calling party number. So it's not your phone number that if anybody like hits *57 call trace or anything like that, or you know call forwarded their phone to a voicemail that traps CPN, you know we've heard about this where people call forward their landlines to their toll free work numbers or whatever, and then that way they can catch people who are calling their house private and actually unmask the real phone number from private.
That's right.
Now you can't even tell if it's a spoofed call. You know, now when you get a private call, everyone just assumes, oh, well, it's not spoofed caller ID, it's private. So all we got to do is unmask that privacy bit, and we'll have his real phone number. Now you don't even know if that's right. It could be someone calling you with a privacy bit enabled, and then when you unmask it to get the real number, even that's spoofed.
Yep. Don't forget that caller ID is derived from something in SS7 called CPN, or calling party number.
And that is exactly what you are spoofing. And now you can even spoof it with the privacy bit on and make it look like it's just a regular direct-dialed anonymous private call.
Yep. So now when you get a private call, you don't even know. That might be somebody, wishing to be directed to your voicemail box and get right in there and listen to your messages. So, you know what? Let's just say it flat out. Once again, for like the 100th time on default, if you have your voicemail set to automatically log you into your voicemail, change it now. Seriously.
For real.
Even on my prepaid phones. Like I have, like I said, my Extreme Mobile, formerly Joe PCS, phone is Sprint. So therefore, I have a Sprint voicemail box. First thing I did is I changed the fucking option so that it requires a password.
Right.
Seriously.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and you know, and like, and people really, like, I had been telling them about, yo, I can spoof privacy bit, and like, no one seemed to care because, oh, well, it shows up private. But I mean, that's exactly what's good about it. Like, say you come across a phone number and you don't know what the phone number is, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to dial it direct. Sure, you could hit *67, but you don't know if they have some unmasking capabilities. Well, maybe, oh, well, just spoof caller ID to it. Well, maybe you don't want to tip this person off that you have their phone number, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
So, I mean, this is a good way to spoof without tipping someone off, because you can spoof whatever phone number you want and then add the privacy bit. When they see it, all they see is a private call. They don't know where it came from. And then if they do know where it came from, they still don't. You know?
Yeah, for all they know, they got a wrong number, or it's just, you know, whatever. What's going on?
Right, but if you're calling, like, someone's regular landline, you know, and you're not trying to tip them off, and you send a spoofed caller ID that they ain't never seen before, that could freak them out a bit. But if you call private, they'll be like, yeah, whatever.
Now, since we're talking about spoofing with privacy bits on the caller ID, there's actually one service, and I don't mark my word on this because I haven't actually tested this, but there's actually a service that Verizon offers to their landline residential customers, okay, at least over here in Verizon East. And it's called Personal Toll-Free Number, I believe. And what it is, you know, it's just like the AT&T Easy Reach 800s, if any of you have ever
heard of those. Yeah, or MCI's 800 Hug Blow. Or
Yeah. Or the Hug Blow. Anyway, It's just basically a personal toll-free number as a residential customer, and you have a PIN that you can give only, you know, very important people so
right.
They can call you. You will incur a permanent charge, but, you know, it's a good thing to have. Well, one day I called one of these numbers, okay, and I opt-diverted to it, and the first thing it said to me was, please enter the area code and telephone number from which you're calling. So I entered my number, and I placed a call to the person I was calling, and you know what? They didn't have my number, even though I entered one. So it makes, yeah, they didn't get the phone number. So it's quite possible that was spoofing the calling party number I entered, but it just had a privacy bit for an
out
period.
Since it came up as an anti fail, they didn't know whether or not to reveal it, so they just didn't.
Right, and there are platforms like that, with different calling card companies and whatnot, that actually, you know, if you opt ever to it or, you know, fail to it, it will ask you for the number you're calling, whether by a live operator or by the system itself. And, you know, I used to spoof with some of those services back in the day. You know, it wasn't just using, you know, you didn't have the social engineer tell us. There were other ways to do it before VoIP came along and before voice XML was around. You know,
For sure.
And you know, another thing is, if you have something to spoof with, whether it be a VoIP provider or whatever, and it sends the caller ID, you might want to play around with some different calling cards because, you know, different calling cards will pass different things through them. You might come across a calling card that passes private but passes the CPN. You never know. There may be different ways to do the same thing that Magic Jack is doing.
That is maybe possible. I remember my 0 cent calling card that I used to use that was $30 a month, right? There was an option to either pass your caller ID or to mark it as private. And if you mark it as private, even if you called the DID unblocked, it would still call the called party as private. But we found out that whatever number you were calling from on the DID, they would still pass that as CPN with a privacy bit.
Oh, that's right.
So that was one way of spoofing caller ID with a privacy bit, because you could spoof caller ID into the DID, and then the calling card would add the privacy bit itself.
Now, would it spoof your number or the number of the DID?
It would spoof whatever number the DID received as caller ID.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it would add a privacy bit if you enabled that option on the website, because on zerosense.com, you log in, you could tell the calling card whether to show your number or to show, you know, private. And you know, if you enabled private, it would still send your calling party number, but it would put the privacy bit, even though you had it unblocked when you called the DID initially. Still send information.
So there you go. And that's unlimited, right? Lucky you just paid the monthly fee.
Well, yeah, but they went bankrupt, but.
Oh,
I mean, that was a long while ago when I was.
Oh, I didn't know they went bankrupt. I thought they were still around.
I don't know. ZeroSense.com, if anyone wants to try it.
Yeah, give it a try. That may be a way to do it. I remember you used to call into the bridge and shit, and man, you sounded like complete fucking crap, dude, when you were talking on that. You sounded like you were on two.
Here you go, dude. This is what I'm talking about. I'm sitting here. Let me pick up the other phone right now. This will probably sound very loud in the recording. But, I mean, this is Magic Jack right here.
And this is $20 a year. Unlimited spoofing, man. With privacy bit or without, whichever one you want to choose.
Yeah, except that you sound a little shittier, but you still sound okay. That's not too bad. That's not too shitty for your voice over IP company, man.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you can't beat that, dude. I mean.
As a matter of fact.
And the best thing is they accept credit card, so you can just go to Radio Shack and buy a Web Secret card and have it sent to your mail drop. You know, and there's no telling whose phone number this is that you're using when you use Magic Jack.
Do they accept credit card as payment?
They do.
There you go. You know what? I'm going to encourage one thing when it comes to payment. A lot of people are like, oh, man, you know, this place only accepts credit cards. I used to be the same way. Damn it, how am I going to do this? I don't want to give out my personal information. So if you don't have a friend to do it for you, I honestly suggest that people start taking advantage of all the variety of prepaid credit cards that are out there, or prepaid gift cards.
Because if you do not take advantage of it, it's going to go away.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. I pay for my prepaid phone because ever since Extreme Mobile bought Jolt PCS, they no longer have those cards you can buy at Toys R Us.
Right.
You know, so what I did was I was like, fuck, how am I going to do this? Because it's either that or I send them a money order and they take 2 fucking months to say they received the thing. What I do now is go to a fucking store. Like, I'll go to Walgreens or a CVS or something, you know, a drugstore, and I pick up one of those $30 Visa gift cards. And I'm telling you, dude, these things, everyone listening, seriously, they don't have restrictions like you think they do. At least most of them don't.
The Green Dot ones, those are the ones you don't want to buy, right?
You don't want to buy those. I still to this day haven't used it, but they're going to charge you, like, I think a little over $10 just
for Green Dot, right? Because it's reloadable, but it has your personal information.
Right. So, I mean, you know what? You can go ahead and put on your, you know, have your friend buy one and let you use it with his permission, or you can, I don't know, I suppose you could put, like, fake information, but don't they verify your social?
Yeah. They verify it with credit headers or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless they'll take a social that isn't assigned, I don't know, man. But the only advantage to that one is you can keep going enough to first buy it. And the other problem is the address. You have to have it sent somewhere where you can pick it up. So, you know.
Yeah, these ones that Royal's talking about, these. What was the name of the company?
There's so many. One of them I think is called, you know what, let me grab my wallet, as a matter of fact. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, definitely, because I don't want our listeners to go on some sort of wild.
Honestly, though, seriously, most of these, I mean, anyone you find at the store, as long as it says it's a, you know, Visa gift. Oh, here's one right here. For example, it's called Gift to Go, and it really looks pretty good. It's got the credit. It's got the, you know, a real credit card number on the Visa network, and yeah, go to gift2go.com. That's .net. www.gift2go.net, gift2go.net, and you can get information on this one. This one will charge you, I think, $3-something to first buy it. You only pay, like, a, you know, $3 or whatever when you first buy it as a fee, but, I mean, you got your $30 balance on this thing. You can use it anywhere, at a store, to pay a prepaid phone like I do. These are what I use to pay my phone. They want fucking $29.99. I buy a $30 card. Damn, I got 1 cent left on the card, and I can do it, you know? And I just throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for this one that I keep around, just in case I ever want to use that 1 cent, I suppose.
Every time I went out and looked for these gift cards, I don't know if they're more prevalent in your area, but every time I go out and look for them, all I find is that Green Dot bullshit, dude.
Really?
Especially because, I mean, like, the only store I have around me is, like, Walmart. And Walmart
has them, too, except, but, you
know.
The
Walmart gift Visa, that's Green Dot.
And
they mail you the card.
So, you know.
A lot of these you got to look out for, like, especially if it looks like it's got a... If it looks like it's got a card inside it, but the magnetic strip isn't the magnetic strip of an actual card. You know, it's just like something that's on the cardboard that they use to activate it.
Yeah.
That's going to be sent to your house. You're not going to have a card as soon as you buy it, you know?
Right. But yeah, seriously, $5, $35, $35, $50, $100. You know, you pick it up, pay a few extra bucks than the balance, and you're good to go. And that's what I use to pay my phone bills. I just give them some bullshit name, bullshit address, and there you go. Fucking, I'm good to go. If you're one of those crazy prawn downloaders who actually pay for it, you can use them to download your porn. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, use them to order whatever you need to do online for anything at all. The only exceptions might be maybe at the airport or maybe at, you can do it at a gas station, but you have to make sure your balance is high enough.
Right.
But yeah. Seriously, play around them. They're fun, they're convenient, and most importantly, they're legal. They're there.
Exactly.
You're being a good consumer by buying these things. But yeah, did we bring that up?
For Magic Jack. Buy Magic Jack anonymously, because Magic Jack will ship via USPS mail to any mail drop in the United States, general free PO boxes, anything.
I'm going to find out if I can use it to on my PayPal account, actually. I'm going to see if I can add balance on my PayPal account with this thing pretty soon. Also, I was going to say something, and I forgot. So, yeah. I'm so excited about these cards. All right, fuck it. All right, so Magic Jack, it's got stuff. You can spoof and stuff. There you go. And use prepaid cards.
Like I was saying with this proxy, it strips the incoming SIP headers. Supposedly you can unmask drivers with it. I don't know if the DID that I'm using is with a CLEC that does not see private numbers. Maybe it's some central office that doesn't have S7 access, that when it's private, don't actually see the number and send it on via SIP. But other people have said that on their DIDs, they can actually unmask private numbers with the Magic Jack. Can't guarantee that. That's just something I'm throwing out there. Maybe other people want to test it. It's an option in the program, but it's never worked for me, so whatever.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. So that's everything you wanted to talk about. So I guess we can go ahead and transition over to a topic I want to cover that I actually discovered this a couple of weeks ago, I want to say. I'm going to talk about something once again that we did last week, more like 4 weeks ago, but it was Grand Central. Grand Central, for those who still don't know, is the service that gives you a phone number that you can reach that privately and gives you a shitload of options, such as being able to be, transfer between two different phones that you have, recording calls, monitoring voicemail live. You can receive voicemail. You can get alerts on your voicemail. It's a great service. You can do a lot of things over the phone and online on your account.
Right. And another suggestion, before we transition, just keep on topic with Magic Jack.
Okay.
We'll just kind of use this to transition into Grand Central. That's another great thing about Magic Jack is you can sign up for a Grand Central or have someone invite you and point the phone number at your Magic Jack number, which isn't even associated with you.
Yeah.
And and use the caller ID spoofer to set your Grand Central number every time you place a call out from Magic Jack.
Well, hold on. When you first make it and you want to associate with the phone, it has to call you back on it.
Right. You can have it call your Magic Jack number and authenticate and everything like that.
Right.
You get your own Magic Jack number, but maybe you don't even want to give your Magic Jack number out for whatever reason.
I don't give either of my cell phone numbers though. That's for damn sure.
And it would be totally anonymous because these people don't even have your Magic Jack number.
Yes.
Because they'd have Grand Central, which is going to an anonymous Magic Jack number to begin with.
There you fucking go. And fucking, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's actually the first thing about Grand Central I wanted to bring up. Remember, last fucking show, we talked about Grand Central for a while and how Grand Central is pretty much the default. It's because, you know, just like with cell phone providers and their voicemail, you can spoof right into someone's Grand Central voicemail by spoofing their main phone. If it's registered as a cell phone, you can spoof their real cell phone number to the Grand Central number, and when you reach the voicemail, you're fucking logged in with that password. And there's no way to protect that. There's no way to protect
it. And that's what, and this is what is great about, Magic Jack, is you're going to get a brand new phone number that you don't have to give out to anyone. Magic Jack doesn't need to know who you are because you paid for it with a prepaid card and sent it to a drop spot. So it's a brand new phone number that's totally anonymous. You have Grand Central pointing to that. You know, no one can own your Grand Central, and no one can own your Magic Jack because they're in convergence with each other.
Exactly. And you can pretty much pass whatever you want on outgoing calls, and you can choose if it's private. Now, that's one way. This is a suggestion about Grand Central, okay? If you want to protect yourself, now you can use any VoIP provider like Magic Jack, but you want to basically receive your initial call to verify your number from a number that is not your main phone. So if you have just some prepaid, cheap little cell phone lying around that isn't going to die anytime soon, like some cheap tri phone you never use anymore, use that. Fucking whatever the fuck. If you want to go, what I plan on doing actually in the future is going to a pay phone where you have to pick up very fast before the fucking modem kicks in and just fucking, you know, answer my call at the payphone and fucking verify that that's my quote-unquote real number, and then there you go. Now you're wondering, well, what the fuck, then how are you going to receive incoming calls, right? Well, that's the thing. With Grand Central, you can have up to six phones. So you're going to take your main phone, go to the main phone, set it to some number that you're never going to give anybody or that no one can ever, like, figure out, whether it be some Magic Jack number or some bullshit prepaid phone you don't use or a payphone. Maybe some bridge that you know of that fucking, you know, no one knows about, whatever. Now what you're going to do is you're going to either add a temporary number or you're going to register another phone. And that's the phone that you want to fucking receive calls on, because Grand Central will call all your phones simultaneously and the first one to pick up receives the call. So there you go. That's how you protect yourself. You have a different phone number as the main quote-unquote cell phone number, and then your other phones... There you go. Just set it as a temporary number. Now, you can do this online, or you can do it over the phone. That's something that people don't seem to really take advantage of as much, is that all you got to do is you call your Grand Central, you log in, and the main menu, hit 4, then 4 again, and you'll be in the menu where you can add or change your temporary number to be reached at, which, of course, is just going to ring at the same time as your other main phones. Now, the longest time I've had both my cell phones ring at the same time. That way, if one phone's out of service, I can answer the other and vice versa, which is really good. But, like, now, I don't even have my main phone registered, because if anyone ever got that phone number, they can fucking check my voicemail by spoofing into my Grand Central with my main phone number, my main cell phone number. So I'm changing that to a fucking payphone. Currently, I have it at a different number, but I'm going to change it to a fucking, some bullshit coke card that fucking doesn't let you pick up unless you hear the ring for the first time. So, I'll be safe. So, everyone do that. Get Grand Central and you want to be careful, people know your main number. Change it to some bullshit other phone, some second line you have that no one knows. But no, I'm not done there. Oh, no, Lucky. In fact, Lucky, I haven't even demonstrated this to you, but I know you're going to fear this shit. Now, I'm going to do something on the air in a special way. But, no. Here's the thing. You can register a Grand Central under any phone you want. Landline, cell phone, could be a bridge, some conference number you know. As long as you can accept the call, you're good to go.
Now, there is one phone number that you cannot register your Grand Central to, and that's another Grand Central.
You can't register it under another Grand Central. That's very true. Which would be pretty cool, but it wouldn't work because obviously you have to press the number 1 or 4 to answer the call. So it actually would conflict with, they conflict with each other. But no, actually, some people will wonder, well, what the fuck? Like, maybe you have a landline, or maybe you have a bridge number, or something, you know, and fucking you want to register your Grand Central under that number. Want to get a temporary number to reach you at? You can't set it there online because it's going to say, sorry, that phone number is already registered with another Grand Central account. And you're like, oh, what the fuck? You can get around it. And the trick is, don't use the online interface. You have to do it over the phone. So, what you do is you log in your Grand Central voicemail. From the main menu, you hit 4, then 4 again, and from there, you're going to enter in your temporary number. It doesn't matter if it's already registered. For example, Lucky, you have a Grand Central, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Would you have it under your cell phone? Would you have it under?
I don't even know. I think it's under a VoIP line or something.
Oh, okay. Let's say I wanted to register my Grand Central under your VoIP line, right? Fucking, I'll enter your VoIP number and it'll be like, sorry, you know, the online will be like, sorry, you can't register under there because that's already other control. What the fuck you doing?
Right.
Well, over the phone, just enter it in. You know, seriously, and it's like, all right, the number you entered is blah.
Wow.
And you confirm it.
You put another Grand Central number over the phone?
I haven't tested it yet, but you probably can. You probably can.
You want to test it?
Do you want to test it? I can, but I just wanted to do one thing first before we get into that. Now, you think I'm done. I'm not done yet. That's just like the first two-thirds of this shit. This is the weirdest part of all. Not only can you set a temporary number where you can reach it over the phone and get around any restrictions on what number you want to use, but you can also make it more than one number. Now, if you hit 4 and 4 again, it's going to be like your number is currently 2, and it's going to read off whatever number you have as your temporary number. Now, with me, that was my second cell phone, my track phone. So one day I decided, I need to change my temporary number to the bridge number because it was during the day. I didn't want to use my minutes, and I was waiting for a call. So I called the bridge, and I waited. Turns out that it started ringing my main cell phone, my secondary cell phone, and the bridge, all three at the same time. I was like, what? It turns out that even though it says you're going to update your number, it's actually adding yet another number on top of your temporary numbers. So you can keep going back to that menu and quote-unquote updating your number. So you can, like, let's say you're like at a line of like 10 payphones that all accept incoming calls and they all ring. You can sit on your phone, call in your Grand Central, hit 4, right? Hit 2, update your number to the next cell phone, then update it again.
To the next payphone.
Yep.
Right.
Do it 10 times in a row. And now you think that you just updated it finally to the last phone, but no, you didn't. You just set up the Grand Central to call all 10 of those phones at the same fucking time whenever you get a call.
No wonder they call it Grand Central.
Yeah, you could probably use it in Grand Central Station, actually.
Even if someone on the show goes and does that, someone else can do it on their Grand Central too because the numbers won't conflict over the phone.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to let the listeners use their imagination on what they want to use this for because it is kind of cool that you can enter a bunch of numbers and it all rings at the same number. Or, I'm sorry, not the same number, all these different numbers at once. But we're going to demonstrate this for people. Lucky, I want everyone to hear how this works. Now, the best way we can demonstrate this on the show is we're going to do what I did before we started recording is I set my secondary Grand Central number I have, and I set that to call the former PLA voice bridge, also known as the Beehive Bridge. It's run by Beehive Telecommunications, or Beehive Communications, whatever they're called. But most people know this number and probably have called it in the past. It's 435-234-TALK, or 8255. What some people don't know is there's actually 5 different numbers I call that number that I know of personally. There's probably more if you scan for it. And what I went ahead and did is I logged in my Grand Central and I updated, I quote unquote updated the temporary number over the phone as each of those five numbers and then a few more and then like that number again a few times. So it's going to get at least five calls at once. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to bridge in the Beehive Bridge. Then I'm going to use my other cell phone to call my Grand Central.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do that. One second. I'm still here. I'm using my cell phone.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have some unexpected default radio guests.
We are?
I don't know. Does anyone call the Beehive?
Oh, yeah. I hope there's no one on. They're going to get pretty annoyed if they are. Oh, hold on. Shit.
I am to holding.
Press pound, pound.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, wrong number. All right, we're going to bridge in the PLA. All right, we'll hear a beep. All right, we're on the PLA. Now, I'm going to take my other cell phone right now. I'm going to call Grand Central.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'm calling it. It's going to ring my phone that it's registered with and the PLA a bunch of times, and you guys are going to hear this. It's pretty funny. So be prepared for some chaos here. Sorry, I have some GSM interference here, but... Okay, something's not right.
Oh, man!
No, I might have to divert it. Oh, sorry, it logged me in automatically. Sorry, I'll just divert it, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll have to route it through something I have here so it doesn't get my number.
See, that's exactly why you don't want your
this,
real phone
That's exactly
your
why
phone
you
number.
Don't want to fucking, yeah. Hold on. I got to get the number to this thing I used to divert. Okay, hold on. You're going to hear some GSM interference for just a second. Bear with it.
Unknown caller. Press 1 to accept.
Whoa.
2 to send to voicemail.
What the fuck?
3 to listen in on the voicemail. Or 4 to accept and record the call.
That's what it sounds like, but it only came in once for some reason. I think I had a shit. Fuck, it already came in once. Oh, what the fuck?
We're trying to do a radio show here. I mean,
fuck, man. Why does this...
Your magic tricks should be working when...
My fucking God. Every fucking time... I swear to God, every fucking time, something always goes wrong on default.
that's a good saying. Something always goes wrong when it's on default.
Yeah, that's right. And default is everything, and everything is on default. Hold on, let me, I'm going to have to go online and fix this shit. Motherfucker. I had this... You know what? Let me bridge in our bridge. It might be on our. It might still be doing this to our bridge. Hold on. It's a little glitchy. I'm still playing with it.
Now, Royal, you're not supposed to be playing with things when you're. We're doing a radio show here, dude.
We'll have to have Doug fix that DTMF. Hold on. Shit. Let me throw in this our bridge. I'm not going to mention on here. Hold on. Here we go. Our bridge is bridged in.
Okay.
Let me try this one more time. It might still do that. All right.
I love the GSM sounds, though.
Yeah, don't you?
That's going to make great radio. People are going to be looking at their cell phones right now thinking, what the fuck is going on?
All right, hopefully this one fucking works. Now listen carefully while it goes chaotic. It better. You fear? You fearing?
I can see that as an opening to a movie, dude.
Oh, man.
Could you just imagine every phone in the United States just ringing all at once?
All right, now we're going to call the SoCal back and see if any of them stayed on there. Hold on. Redial here. It'll tell us. Still no one on, I guess. All right, well, anyway, you heard it yourself. So that's, let me hang up my fucking telephone before I use all the minutes up.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. And keep annoying the listeners thinking
yeah,
that the cell phone is going
down. I literally had to, like, push the cell phone all the way to the other side of the room. But, yeah, what you just heard there, was Grand Central calling the R bridge, a different one, a whole bunch of times. I forget exactly how many times I said it there, but that bridge actually has a lot of numbers that go to it, more than, like, the five that go to the fucking Beehive.
Right, there's like 10 different numbers that go to the SoCal, and you said Grand Central to go to all 10 of them. Now, here's my question, because you said before you were going to send it to the Beehive that you actually added the same number a couple of times as well.
Yeah, I don't see. The only way I can truly confirm whether or not you can hit the same phone number more than once is if, like, alternate. Let's say like there's two numbers that go to the Beehive, right? So I answer. In fact, I can give two out on the air that everyone knows. I'm getting a text right now. Oh, that's my voicemail I got. Okay. Because Grand Central does alert you via text when you get a message too. But now the two numbers that are well known are the first one is 435-234 talk, and there's a second one that some people knew about, which was 435-663 talk. Now, let's say those are really truly the only two numbers that go there. What you could try to do is you can go online, you know, make sure there's no temporary numbers at all, start from scratch, and go on the phone and add the temporary number of 435-234-TALK, then add 663-TALK, then add 234-TALK, then add 663-TALK, and kind of alternate between the two a few times and see if it'll call it more than twice. Because I haven't confirmed if adding the same number, even after... Even if you alternate between at least two of them, will allow you to, you know,
right.
go over. I haven't set any limits yet. I have to play with it more. I just figured this particular trick out a few days ago, and you know, everyone try it seriously. Don't fucking go harassing anybody with the thing. But use your imagination. If you know any, I don't know, calling centers that your friends work at, they don't mind getting a bunch of calls at once. And as many numbers that go there, give it a try.
Right. Now, here's another thing that kind of freaks me out about Grand Central.
Okay.
I received a call. I had it pointed at my VoIP line, and it was also pointed at my cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And I received a call from my friend on there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had then had my friend three-way someone else, and we were talking, right?
Okay.
In the middle of, he had called me on the Grand Central, which was pointed at my VoIP line. I gave him the Grand Central number to call me on.
All right.
He three-ways a friend, and all three of us are talking, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of this conversation, I swear to God, I have no idea how this happened. My cell phone starts ringing, and it shows my Grand Central as the caller ID.
Yeah.
Which I actually confirmed in the call logs on GrandCentral.com that it was in fact a call to my Grand Central, not any spoofed, you know, stuff going to my cell phone. Okay, so while I'm sitting there talking to my two friends, one of which who had called me on Grand Central, my cell phone starts ringing because the Grand Central rings my cell and my VoIP number, right?
Right.
Now, and you know, mind you, the entire time he's talking to me on through Grand Central, right? Someone else called my Grand Central.
Okay.
And my cell phone started ringing. Sam, I was getting a call waiting beep on my VoIP line.
Yep.
I set the cell phone down, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even click over or anything like that. In the middle of nowhere, dude, my Grand Central, like, I don't know what happened, but I just started hearing my cell phone voicemail greeting playing in the middle of our conversation.
Holy shit. Wow.
I don't know how that can happen or what happened. Check the call logs with Grand Central. It sure as hell did happen.
Well, a lot of weird stuff happens with VoIP, man. I'm going to tell you, that's funny you mentioned that, because something funny happened to me like a week ago. I'm out, actually, okay? This is like a couple days after, like, I had the storm.
Hold on. Before I lose my train of thought, this is what I wanted to ask you, okay?
All right.
This is somewhat related, not really, because it's just kind of being freaky, right? Okay. What I want to know is, say somebody calls your Grand Central, and, like, in the case of mine, I have it ringing my cell phone, and I have it ringing my VoIP line.
Okay.
What would happen if two people simultaneously answered a Grand Central number and both hit one to accept the call?
I don't know. I think I tried that once. I think I answered on both my cell phones once, and I didn't succeed.
Like one answers, another hangs up or something?
I'm pretty sure it absolutely has to be the first person, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened. But I'm going to tell you my story, because that something like that might have happened. But I got a call. No, I'm sorry. I placed the phone call. No. Wait. Hold on. I received a phone call, okay, from my friend. I'm driving around with my friend. My other friend calls me on my cell phone. Sure enough, both phones ring, as usual. I pick up my main cell phone, I answer the call, say hi to him. Then I said, hold on, I'm going to give my phone to my friend. So I hand it over to him. He's sitting in the passenger side.
Well, you're still talking to the first original friend, right?
No. My friend's sitting in the car with me.
No, I know. But you got two phones, right? One comes in on the Grand Central, you pick it up on the second cell phone that you're not talking on and just throw it to your friend.
No, I wasn't using the cell phone at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me start from the beginning. I'm driving around.
Oh, you were talking to your friend who was in the car with you.
Yeah, talking to him. Okay, we're driving around. I get a call on my Grand Central, so both phones ring. I decide to pick up my main cell phone. As soon as I answer the call and press 1, other phone stops ringing as it's supposed to. I say hi to him. Hi, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, sure, we'll come to your house. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hold on, let me give the phone to my friend and let him talk to you. So I gave myself and let them talk, right? Well, I don't know, a few minutes later, right? My cell phone starts ringing again. My other cell phone. And I pick it up, because obviously I had to pick that one up for the site. I thought it was the second call. I answer the fucking second cell phone, and guess what? I'm on the conversation with him. As though he's three-rated in.
Right.
And that's like the same thing that happened to me, right?
Like, sort of.
A little different, but it was the fucking freak me out. Then, right, I'm on the phone. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? That's so weird. How am I talking to you? And he's looking at me like, I don't know how the fuck. I'm like, that's so weird. I'm freaked out, right?
Did anyone admit to actually calling your Grand Central again?
No. So here's what happened, right? I remembered that the third number it called after telling it was the SoCal still. So I'm like, oh no, don't tell me the bridge picked it up too. So next thing I know, I hear like people talking in the background. I'm like, what? And he heard it too. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So I said, you know what? Hang up now. Hang up. Because I had a funny feeling other people were listening. So we all hung up. I called the bridge. And there's a few people on there. I'm like, did anybody on the bridge get a fuck? Did anyone hear a fucking Grand Central come in here? They're like, no. You didn't hear anything happen. No. Fucking. I'm like, weird. So unless they were just denying it, like, I don't know what happened, man. It sounded like maybe someone intercepted it from, I don't know, something fucking.
Here's the thing, okay? When you answered the second phone, right?
Yep.
Did it even give you, like, a Grand Central, like, press 1 to accept the call? Or were you just fucking automatically bridged in?
I'm pretty sure it said press 1, accept the call, press 2 to, you know, send a voice. Well, I'm sure, but I don't know. That's what I remember. But the point is, fucking, I'm on the goddamn call with them, and
right,
I don't know
why is there a secondary call?
Why is there a secondary call going to the first call I originally received, like, a couple minutes later or whatever? Fucking strange.
Right, and why is it bridged in? Weird.
And then I'm wondering, because first I thought, well, did someone call, like, spoof my own Grand Central to my Grand Central, and then 3 a.m., like, I don't know, 3 a.m., nah, they couldn't, I don't know, man, something fucking weird happened, and I got a little suspicious for a little while. But whatever. I think something conflicted with something, and who the fuck knows. I got to play around with it more. But as soon as I went home, I went online and I turned off my temporary forward number online. And then when I checked on the phone, all those were off too. Yeah, a lot of funny, weird stuff with Grand Central that we've been talking about the past like 20 minutes.
Right. Right.
Totally weird.
A lot of weird stuff happens, but, you know, check that trick out where you can enter multiple numbers in over the phone and get past restrictions. You can probably add another Grand Central number, too. I don't see why not. It'll probably let you.
Yeah, we could always try.
Yep. All right. So, I didn't hear a drop tone. You think Doug's still supervising?
It's possible.
Yeah, Doug, if you hear us, come on here for a second. Now, is there anything else you want to talk about, or do you want me to go through my agenda here? I think there was something I wanted to talk about real quick, if you give me a second. Oh, yeah. Hold on, I got to read this here. I think I wanted to go over the 800, the info, one more time real quick. There was 41.1, right? And we talked about all the directory assistance services that you could use and the tricks to get it for free. And on the second episode, I went over the one I forgot to call originally, which was 1-800-THE-INFO, which is by Verizon. I want to give this a call one last time, because when I called it, a live operator picked up. It was weird. You don't normally get a live operator.
Very strange. Even after the show, I called it directly and didn't even get an operator. I was like,
yeah, you remember that. Okay. So I'm going to call it one quick time real quick so you guys can actually hear it, because you don't get a live op.
To 1-800-THE-INFO, where you can get business numbers, addresses, local searches, and more. Whatever your credit, you can learn about loan and investment products offered by local banks. Visit locallender.com. City and state, please.
Boston, Massachusetts.
If you know the name of the business you'd like, just say it now. Or to search by type of business, say search by type.
Walgreens.
That's Walgreen Drug Stores, right?
Yes.
I show three locations for them. When you hear the one you want, say that one. Here goes. Summer Street.
That one.
Boylston Street. Washington Street.
That one.
Okay. While I look up that phone number, here's something that may interest you.
Oh, boy.
Target.com can help you find furniture, apparel, toys, home decor, and more. Shop Target.com. After I give you the number for Walgreen Drug Stores, I can also connect you free of charge to Target.com. Would you like that?
How the fuck do you do that?
Sorry,
yes.
I didn't get that. All right. That number is 617-267-5109. To receive a text message with that number and additional details, say text message. Charges may be applied from your wireless carrier. Again, that's 617 1-800-567-5109. Thanks for using 1-800-THE-INFO. Researches for whatever your next move.
It's a good.com somehow. I don't know how that works.
You have reached http://www.target.com.
Did you hang up?
Did you hang up or?
No, it hung up on me. That was.
So it didn't even connect you.
No, it didn't even connect me. It must have heard me wrong. It didn't hear me when I said that one the first time. I ended up getting connected to the third listing, which I didn't want. Oh, I didn't get connected to it. I just got the number.
I love how the advertisement was picked based on the store you were trying to reach.
No, Walgreens is totally different from Target.
Not exactly, dude.
What do you mean?
Target has a pharmacy, okay?
Target has groceries,
so does Walgreens.
They have a lot of similar convenient things.
It could be similar. I mean, you know how a lot of advertising works like that. I remember somebody was posting about some free vape provider, but the catch is that they have software that monitors calls and like advertises things based on what you're talking about or something like
what
that.
What you're talking about?
Wait, no, hold on. Based on what you're calling or no, I think that was a joke we made. Something based for like advertising and stuff like that. I don't remember what it was. It was like months ago, whatever. But you know, I give it out too if I was online. I'd look it up right now. But yeah, that was 1-800-THE-INFO. Finally, you guys actually get to hear it for yourselves, the way it's supposed to be heard, not with some live operator coming right on. And again, their website is 1-800-THE-INFO.com. All right. I want to call a couple cool numbers, unless, Lucky, you have something you want to interrupt with.
No, I didn't know if maybe this was it for this episode. Looks like, if wind blows would work.
Well, over here it's about to be midnight, so I don't know if we're...
Yeah, we're already almost at an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, we are? Okay. Yeah, let's put this to an end then. I guess everything else here we can talk about on another episode. Yeah, I guess. I got plenty of content here we can do for next time. So let's, I don't know, let's do our shouts. Lucky, you have any shouts?
Yeah, obviously, my shout is going to Flux. You know, rest in peace. Just want to pay him one last respect. Again, this show is dedicated to Flux, so hope you found the great payphone booth in the sky and he's chilling cool now.
Yeah. Universal peace. Anyone else?
Well, I would give a shout out to Doug, but he's being a fucking faggot over there. Doesn't know how to get off mute or whatever, so fuck him. Shouts to Magic Jack, because they're just elite.
Shouts to Target.com and LenderBroker.com, I think it was.
But for real, I'll give another shout out to Kevin Mitnick because that dude's elite.
Oh, yeah. He was on the radio recently, so shout out to Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, he was on Coast to Coast recently, so he's pretty cool.
Anyways, anyone else? I just want to give a shout out to Paramount because I just talked to him the other day. So shout out to Paramount. Hope you. They're going well there. And, I don't know. I guess just shout out to everyone on the bridge and whatnot. Shout out to everyone. That's cool. Didn't really prepare myself for shouts this week, but...
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, yeah, that concludes this episode of Default Radio. This has been episode 43. And remember, default is everything, and everything is always on default.
Later. And that's it. Have fun, kids. Peace.